trip to Anime Boston, I managed to stop by the Masquerade. I was really impressed by a lot of the skits that I saw, but there's several that I wanted to specifically share with you today. First, I have to praise all the novice competitors that came out this year. There was a lot of great new talent that clearly worked very hard and thought very carefully about the presentations they created. One novice group that I have to specifically make note of, however, is Stuck That Way, a skit based on a newer and lesser-known series called Humanity Has Declined. These two first-time masquerade entrants created a skit where they played fairies who commit themselves to a facial expression denoted in the skit as :D. The skit was short and sweet and well-paced. The audio was so relaxed and conversational, and their movements and lip sync were so well rehearsed and timed to the audio, it was as if it wasn't even pre-recorded at all. A truly great example of how to create a clean and simple skit that is easy to follow and very entertaining.
And you try it.
Okay.
Great job. Here, have a sweetie.
Yay.
You like sweets?
Yes.
Well, I take it away from you. Uh-oh. You stopped making :D. You failed the test. Ow. Now let's try again. :D. Good. Very good. You're doing a great job. Here, have a present. Open it.
Okay. It's... bees!
Ah! No. :D. This isn't going well. You go back to your room and practice.
Okay.
Speaking of those new to the competition scene, I have to make note of this year's One Youth entry. Two siblings portrayed Tetra and Link from Legend of Zelda: Wind Waker in a skit poking fun at the Zelda series' tradition of a silent protagonist, in which Link plays charades to convey a request for help. With the exception of one unfortunate diction mishap, the audio was very clean and the skit was simple and easy to follow. I hope these two keep competing because they seem to have a lot of talent to share.
Ha! Ha!
Is this some kind of joke? Oh, yeah. That bird picked me up and dropped me here. So, what's your name?
Ha!
Stop fooling around and just tell me. Link? That's your name? Well, nice to meet ya. I'm gonna get going. I've got a ship full of pirates to captain. Whoa, calm down, the bird is... What are you trying to do? Play charades? We are?
Another skit that played on the nostalgia and in-jokes of a popular long-running series was Pokemon Black and Blue, which aptly spoofed the opening of Pokemon Game Boy games. My favorite part of this skit was the effective use of the screen, which showed how the events being portrayed would look in the actual game. The subversion of some of the game's elements, such as Professor Oak needing the player to remind him what his own grandson's name is, or the fact that players can use Surf even if their swimming Pokemon has fainted, humorously pointed out some of the more ridiculous leaps the player must make when suspending disbelief. And of course, who couldn't laugh at the obligatory Mudkip joke?
Of course, your choices are Treecko, Mudkip, or Torchic.
Mudkip, I guess.
Oh, you like Mudkip?
What?
Never mind. I wonder what grandson is. Wait, what's his name again?
You don't know? I mean, his name is...
Oh, that's right. Oh, now, my favorite grandson. Now, here's your Pokedex. You better be on your way.
That is a Mudkip. Mudkips have tails. Mudkips are allergic to fire.
Okay, we're gonna take this tall grass nice and slow. Nice and slow. Oh, god damn it!
Speaking of nerd culture in jokes, The Cardboard Bandits presented a well-crafted skit based on such references, centering on the popular new MMO-themed anime series Sword Art Online. In it, the characters world-jumped from one popular game to another in order to find ingredients for a cooking quest to create the ultimate sandwich. Games cleverly referenced include Pokemon, Final Fantasy, and Portal, but no one section lingers too long, and the references remain largely common and obvious, so the audience doesn't get lost. In using such references, the group did not need to rely on obscure story elements specific to Sword Art Online, so even those not familiar with the series were able to enjoy and follow along with the events, an important idea to remember when telling stories in a masquerade context.
Stop! Oh no you don't, I've been tracking this ingredient for hours already. Tina, go! You scream! Alright, we did it!
That was great, Silica! You should join our party for the rest of the quest.
Team up with you?
If we work together, we can beat this in no time.
Alright,
hurry to the next world! The absolute fantasy quest game. You play as the hero who must always pick between saving the world or your true love, and it looks like a new one is set to be released next month. Not so final after all.
Seems familiar.
Let's just find this ingredient so we can get going.
Look out! Bigfo, what are you doing?
Tracking! A ferocious beast came this way. Listen!
What kind of creature is that?
A terrifying beast that will attack without warning.
Over there!
There it is!
Monster!
Oh no! It got away!
One skit that surprised and truly impressed me was Always Together, based on Kingdom Hearts Birth by Sleep. As a singer, I know all too well the temptation to present a live singing performance at a masquerade, a temptation that is difficult to execute well and often misguided. Had this skit simply been Aqua singing alone on stage while a beautiful performance by a very talented vocalist, it likely would have fallen flat in the context of a masquerade, especially with the overpopularity of the song chosen. However, paired with the pantomimed story acted out by Terra, Ventus, and the Shadows, the characters transformed the context of the song into an emotional tribute to their relationship, especially with Aqua's perfectly timed interaction with each of her companions. I still believe that live singing in the masquerade is a dangerous choice, but if you're going to do it, this is a great example of how to do it right.
Let the tigers come at night. With their voices soft as thunder.
Without touching on the winner of Best in Show, how Stella got her Groose back. This comedic skit featured around the three main characters of Legend of Zelda Skyward Sword, in which Groose has lost his beloved Pompadour, or that pointy spike of hair atop his head, and Link and Zelda must accompany him on, as Link excitedly calls it, a time-consuming and irrelevant item search side quest in order to retrieve it. With fantastic over-the-top character acting, well-rehearsed timing, and great nods to some of the sillier aspects of the Zelda series, this skit was well deserving of their best in show title.
I'm a monster!
Just tell us what happened.
It was only yesterday. I was down in Gruesome when all of a sudden everything went dark. I heard an evil laugh.
Again? Continue.
Then there was a flash of light, a tug on my hair. I felt my life force, my very soul, my primal emotion being sucked out of me. You guys have to help me get my Pompadour back. I can't look like this for the rest of my otherwise incredibly handsome life.
Bruce, you have been a grade A upon his backside for as long as I can remember. Why should we help you now?
We're a team, the Sacred Trio.
The Sacred Trio?
I have the Triforce of Courage. Zelda has the Triforce of Wisdom. And you have...
the Triforce of Hair?
Well, I'm out of here. Good luck with the beaver cut, you two.
No, we will be spending hours and hours trying to find one single object throughout the entire world. It's pretty much an...
a time-consuming and irrelevant item search side quest.
Yay!
Alright, before we head in there, remember, the imprisoned weak spot is the toes.
The toes. All the might of evil sorcery and the weak spot is the toes.
Don't ask. Gruus, listen to me. I need you to...
Oh, Gruus!
That's a terrifying image.
I'm just supposed to ignore all this grass over here?
If you have any hair problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems, but my pump ain't one.
Fresh.
Do you have a favorite masquerade skit from Anime Boston or another convention you've attended? Share it with us. You can send us an email to podcast@animecons.tv. Leave a 30 to 60 second voicemail at 762-ETIQUETTE, that is 762-233-7828. You can post it on our forums, or you can find us on Twitter or Facebook. And as always, please remember you can subscribe to us on iTunes or YouTube. See you next week!